Hello, my name is Brother Theodore Turner. The date today is 10-19-2018, October 19th, 2018. I want to talk to you about a person who really failed Jesus, someone who denied Jesus three times, and he was restored after that. Let me explain what happened. We're talking about Peter, one of the most important people, and Jesus said he would build his church on Peter, the rock. Peter went down under the onslaught of the devil. He took seven steps backwards. This man truly was a backslider. And some people say, well, he backslid, he doubted, he boasted, he slept. When he was supposed to be doing the ministry, he smote someone. And he followed afar off, and he sat with the ungodly, and he denied Jesus three times. But is it not his resurrection that we're interested in, not the fact that he was a backslider? So I want to talk tonight about how did he get back, but I want to read a couple of verses first about what happened. So we're talking about Luke 22:52, and it says, this is where Peter denied Jesus three times. Then they took him and led him and brought him under the high priest's house. And Peter followed afar off. Here he is following afar off, not staying with Jesus. And when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall and were set down together, Peter sat down among them. But a certain maid beheld him as he sat by the fire and earnestly looked upon him and said, this man was also with him. And he denied, saying, woman, I know him not. So he denied the first time. Then after a while, another saw him and said, thou art also of them. And Peter said, man, I am not. He's denying him again. And about the space of 1 hour after, another confidently affirmed, saying, of a truth, this fellow was with him, for he's a Galilean. And Peter said, man, I know not what thou sayest. And immediately when he spoke, the cock crew, and the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said unto him, behold, a cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And Peter went out and wept bitterly. It was a terrible time when Jesus was beginning to get sacrificed on a cross. He was shamefully abused. And then he had Peter, one of his most important disciples, deny him. Now, Peter comes back. Jesus forgives him. He comes back. There are people who think that if you deny Jesus repeatedly, you just say, oh, I don't believe in Jesus, that that's going to cause you to have some horrible, blasphemous sin against the Holy Spirit. Well, you see here that Peter denied Jesus three times, denied Jesus, not the Holy Spirit, but Jesus, and he was accepted back by Jesus. And how did he get back? Let's look at that. Number one is Jesus prayed for him, Luke 2:32. And Jesus said, but I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail thee not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Jesus intercedes for us. He's our high priest. Peter, in spite of denying him, Peter is going to turn out to be a great man, and Jesus knew that. Jesus could look ahead. He knew Peter before he was born. He knew that Peter would be a great leader. And when the Lord turned and looked upon Peter in Luke 22:61 and 62, Peter remembered, he went out and he wept bitterly. He was very convicted and wept bitterly. That means he really cried. He said, oh, you can just imagine what he was saying. He's probably saying, oh, I'm so sorry, Jesus. I'm so sorry. And he was very much offended with himself that he did this thing. The third thing that happened after Jesus forgave him for all this was he believed that Jesus rose again. He saw where Jesus laid. He saw the empty tomb. He believed that he rose again for our justification. Peter had his own doubts, but he went and looked, and he knew that Jesus was there watching over him. The fourth thing that Peter did that brought him back was he received a message from Jesus. In Mark 16:7, Jesus says, go thy way, tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. The fifth thing that shows where Jesus recovered from his denial and his bad ability to say the wrong thing and do the wrong things, the fifth thing was he met Jesus privately, Luke 24:34, and the Lord is arisen and indeed and hath appeared unto Simon. See, the Lord appeared unto Peter, Simon Peter. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We all need to learn that verse. That's very important. And we all need to return to the Lord along with everything else that we do. And then in public, Jesus forgave him again. He said to, in John 21:15-17, he said, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? Ships, fishing people, and all this stuff, materialism, anything that comes between you. If so, feed my sheep. We're supposed to work for Jesus. And Jesus told him 3 times, feed my sheep. And Peter went out and he did a great and mighty thing for Jesus after that. He started the church. He did all kinds of things. And the seventh thing that's important that Jesus, that Peter did in returning himself to Christ was Peter standing up with the 11 lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea, hearken unto my words. Acts 3:14. And we know that he went down in Acts 2:37, 38, and 39. In 2:37 they said, men and brethren, what shall we do? And Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For this is promises unto you and your children and all those that are afar off. And we all have some relatives that are afar off. And we have children. This promises unto them. But it says in Acts 2:38 that there's a gift that we get when we get saved. And it says, and Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. You notice that he said, every one of you be baptized? I'm going to tell you that verse again, Acts 2:38. And Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. There's a lot of people that beat around whether the discussion of whether you should get baptized or not. Well, just get baptized. Peter said everyone was supposed to do it, and that would get you the gift of the Holy Ghost. It's very important that we do the things for Jesus that he told us to do. We want that promise to be unto us, our children, and all those that are far off. Jesus said that Christians would go out and be his witnesses. It's very important that we do the things that Jesus wants to do. And do you know, if you do the things that Jesus wants to do, there are some steps that cause you to get deliverance from life's bruises and life's hurt, like Peter did. The first step is to know that Jesus came to deliver you from sickness and life's bruises. It says in 1 Peter 2:4, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. It also says in Isaiah 53:5, but he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. I'm going to read that one again, Isaiah 53:5. This was written long before Jesus was even born here, although Jesus was alive forever because he made the earth. Isaiah 53:5, but he was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Now, sometimes we just don't know what we're supposed to do when we're sick, but we just got to keep praying and asking God to help us, whether we understand it or not. I have my own problems right now. At this time right now, I'm going through a type of sickness that's very difficult to heal, and I'm praying that God will heal me. And I know that he can, and he will, and when it's my time to go, I'll go. I don't know when that time will be, But right now, I'm thanking God that it hasn't gotten any worse than it has. The second thing we can do when we need to be delivered by something is to realize that He can and still heal you today, just as He healed people in the past. That hasn't changed. Acts 10:38 says, "And God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went out doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was in him." For God was with him, it says. Hebrews 13:8 says, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever." That means your healing that you need comes from Jesus Christ, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. John 10:10 says, "The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." Jesus wants us to have life more abundantly. He wants us to be healed, but we have to ask Him. We have to ask other people to pray for us, and we have to trust that He's going to do that. And we can't give up asking, because it's very important that we just keep going on and doing the things that God wants us to do. And remember, if we do sin like Peter did, we've got 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Sometimes we have to establish a point of contact, people say. In other words, where and when and do you want to be healed? So, like, you may ask to be healed, but you're driving down the road. Or you want to be healed right then? You want to have something strange happen to you while you're driving and have your miracle then? Or do you want to maybe have it at church? And when do you want to have it? Maybe next Sunday. And here's someone who figured out a point of contact, and she got healed. Mark 5:24 says, "And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman who had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had was nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment." That was her point of contact. She wanted to think if she could touch him, that she could be healed. "For she said to herself, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole." See, she was developing. She felt that she must touch him. She developed her point of contact, and she did get healed. And it says in Mark 5:29, "And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, Who touched my clothes? And the disciples said unto him, Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said, Daughter, and he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague." It's very important that we learn that we can be delivered from things by Jesus, just like Peter was. Peter had to turn his faith loose later, like on the day of Pentecost. In 2 Corinthians 6:2 it says, "For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." 1 Thessalonians 5:8 says, "But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation." We need to be able to say to ourselves, "I hope Jesus can heal me. I believe Jesus can heal me. I believe it's His will." The secret of deliverance, I believe, is determining to be obedient. That means start learning how to do the things that the Bible says to do. Try not to do the things you know are wrong. If you're drinking too much, quit drinking. It's very important that we do these things and we'll be healed, just like Jesus was. And join a church where they believe in healing. That's another thing. Romans 10:17 says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." You need to be in a church where they preach healing and where they will lay hands on you and pray for you. Because Jesus is the vine and we're the branches. He said, "I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you." Jesus sends that Holy Spirit, which is our gift. We thank God for that today. Have a good day, and I'll see you again next time. This is Brother Theodore Turner, signing off today. Thank you.